Spencer. Good Friday morning. Ventura County Fire Department has a brand new captain and a brand new public information officer, Mr. Brian McGrath, in the studio. I've known him for a while. I was excited to find out that this was the position that you got, but I knew that by the time we were going to get to a chance to actually interact, as I do with all my PIOs, we were probably going to be in the face of emergency, and there's, you know, no messing around at that point. But, Brian, welcome to the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning, Spencer?
Good. So, we're not in the middle. I mean, we have the front fire right now. Did you have to tend to that at all? Did you tend to the information on that?
I did not respond up there. We did send a strike team and multiple personnel up to that incident. But luckily, I was able to stay home.
What about the 17 fires that we had all at once in California?
Well, with my new position, I am tending more directly to the information for Ventura County Fire.
Right.
So I stay more local right now.
Okay. But did we send crews out all over California for that?
We've had crews out from up to Mendocino, up north, all over since the beginning of all this.
And has the culture changed? I feel like we're getting more. Is it just perception? Is it just media? Like more brush fires than we've had in the past?
Well,
or is it about the same and we just get more media coverage?
If we want to run the numbers, this fire season has, to this date, has 3 times the number of acres burned than last fire season.
So does it change firefighting culture? Because you would be a Ventura County-based, you know, fire department, but you're like, look, we are all just fighting fires all over where it needs, and we are trading fire departments and loaning fire departments. It feels like that's kind of what's happening.
The way this day and age, no fire department can put out their own large incident like that.
Right.
So we all help each other out because we're going to do whatever it takes to protect the people and put these fires out as quickly as we can.
Do you have an update at this point? Where are we? I know the front fire we've been, you know, paying attention to, but what about all the other fires up and down the state?
Well, the fires they're still burning. The front fire is calming down.
Right.
We actually have all of our strike teams back right now, but we still have many single resource, we call them overhead personnel, that are out on the fires throughout the state, and which we expect to be throughout the rest of the fire season.
So during, you know, as I had mentioned to him, 2 days ago, you know, just any chance you get a chance to see, you know, one of your firefighter hero friends or just, you know, see the guys, you know, it's all right. You know what? I know you guys have been busy lately. Let me just give a chance to honk and wave. And I had mentioned that I was driving under the overpass. Sure enough, there's a fire truck and firemen up there. And I honked. Yeah, right on. And then I saw the next bridge had firefighters on it as well. And then I realized that's funeral procession set up. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. They were L.A. County. Fire captain was being transported from Santa Barbara back to Camarillo, where he's going to be laid to rest.
And was that the guy that took off in the hills?
Yes, sir.
And took his own? Okay, yes. Gotcha. And that's and you get, regardless of how you go, the fire departments come together to say goodbye to you.
Yes,
in those moments.
That type of way to leave is high on our radar right now, and it is taking too many of our friends and our good souls. So we're doing a lot of prevention training and education to our own members to ensure that we can stop this.
So it does, it regardless of how high up, it weighs heavy on you guys.
Every day weighs heavy. You never know what you're going to see, and you never know how it's going to affect each different member of your agency.
And at the point where, you know, fire captain, and now you're the public information officer, but you've probably on the front line seen crazy stuff. I would imagine, was it mostly brush fire work that you were doing, or was it more suburban or, you know, residential building?
Well, historically, the number percent of our calls we do are medical aid. So
okay.
About 82% of what the calls we run are medical.
Hmm.
So with that being said, there's a lot of crazy calls we see in that arena. Now, for the big incidents that get the most media attention, of course, you're going to see brush fires and very large structure fires. Typically, those aren't the ones that really impact us. Of course, the Thomas Fire did. We had crews on that working on the fire line, zero sleep, very little food for 36 hours straight. And, of course, that weighed heavily on all of our firefighters. But
sure.
It's the little calls that you never know.
Right. It's the call where you have to show up the house and a kid's involved or something like that. That's the stuff that...
Well, yeah. And throughout your life, you change for what your priorities are.
Mm.
When I first got hired, the child calls didn't affect me as much.
Right.
And then one day I went on a call, an infant that was the same age as my daughter, and it hit me hard. 3 a.m, I'm calling my wife at home.
He's the public information officer for our Ventura County Fire Department. And before we get into full-blown fire season, wanted to take a moment to what we're going to give you coming up. Everything that fire department wishes they could have told you as they're in the middle of a firefight. God, I just wish you had done your weed abatement. I wish you had, you know, stocked up on supplies or prepared for this and that. We're going to find out exactly what you've got to do to make sure that you are ready for fire season, which is an inevitability. Do you guys have a forecast on the fire season this time? You're like, look, we expect that it's unfortunately going to be worse or better. How do you guys get a beat on that?
We've kind of got to the point where we don't forecast a fire season because we could tell you what the brush is like and how intense the fires are going to be. But if we don't have the starts, then we're not going to have the fire season, which is that's where prevention comes in. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on.
What? This guy just teased my own radio show. Yes. Stay tuned. Coming up. Who's he better at this job than I am? It's 103.3 The Vibe. 753 checking in with the Gold Coast Toyota right now. Traffic Center. She is Miss Chloe Lane.